We're back on News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, chatting today with Melissa Kirkwood, Aaron Pennington, and from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, Deb Watkins. She's the director there. And we've got Richard, the little kitty cat here, crawling around the studio here on the table. And boy, he's not shy at all. I thought maybe he was a little shy when we walked in, but he's warmed up pretty nicely to the studio.
Yeah, he's very curious.
And he is available for adoption now. Is that right?
He is. He's only $25 to adopt. He's been fully vetted. And he's a very healthy kitty.
Well, he's just so precious. He's just cuddled up right here. I think Dave's going to probably swing by here and steal him for a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about activities with the animal shelter. And there's some Halloween-themed activities coming up for you as well.
We are really excited. This is our first Howlin Prowl. It will be around the city park. It is a benefit for the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, but we are so excited to see all those dogs dressed up in costumes.
Will there be a costume contest here?
Yes. We will have a dog costume contest, so it starts around 7, so come a little bit early and get signed up at the pavilion is where we'll start. So at the pavilion, you can sign up, and at that time, we will register you for the dog costume contest, and you can take a walk around the city park, and as you walk around the park, there will be vendors at every little bit. We have 10 or 12 vendors already signed up. We're really excited. Kansas State Shelter Medicine students will be there, and we're so excited to see all the different dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, who doesn't like costumes on animals here at Halloween time? What's your favorite costume you've ever seen on a pet?
You know, I love the dinosaurs and the dragons, but boy, the tacos and the hot dogs are pretty cute.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know they don't like wearing them, but it's fun for our entertainment.
Some of them, I think, don't mind it. But yes, it is very fun. And again, it's a chance for people to come out and exercise and be with your dog and have that human-animal bond and celebrate that together. We'll have lots of dog treats, so every station will have dog treats. It'll be a lot of fun.
What's the date on that again?
So it's October 27th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the City Park.
Okay. And there's also, we were getting back to the spooktacular, there's also a costume element to that as well. Richard jumps off Dave's arms.
Yeah, he just became a cat tower.
Costumes, there's a costume contest.
There is a costume contest. Our friends at Sunset Zoo sponsors the costume contest. There will be a costume contest on Saturday and one on Sunday as well. That happens mid-event, so about 2:30 is when we do judging. We have celebrity judges that come judge, and if you're interested, we can kind of get you set up as a judge. Mm. But we have judging that happens midday for that, and they are eligible. We have most creative costume. We have, I think, a family division. So we have a lot of families that actually do dress up as a theme and come trick-or-treat, because that's pretty popular anymore in trick-or-treating. So in Halloween. So we welcome everybody to kind of get creative and participate in our costume contests, and then we also will be taking pictures throughout the day too. So,
all right, and Richard making his way through
the
studio. He's not shy at all. He's just adorable. Again, available for adoption now, as are many pets. How are you doing on adoptions over there at the animal shelter right now?
You know, we're managing our population really well, but animals continue to come in the front door, and so right now I have about 100 cats. And about 20 dogs.
All right. And people can come out, look at those animals. What are your hours of operation now?
So adoptions are from 1 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. And have there been any challenges with the construction on Hayes for you guys getting access?
You know, it's been okay. We take the little cut through that dirt road.
Yeah.
But, no, we've still had quite a few people coming through the shelter, which we really appreciate all those donations. And we're really getting our volunteers built up, which is much needed to help us spend time with all these animals.
Volunteers, yes. Let's talk a little bit about that. Where are some needs you have right now?
You know, we always need volunteers to help us with some of our extra cleaning and organizing. and of course to provide enrichment for those animals. And we love it when people come and take our orientation class and go through our pet handling class, and then they can walk the dogs and spend more time with them like that.
I'm getting a little distracted over here. I'm sorry.
I know that kitty is checking it out.
I think he just became an intern. He's checking all the spaces out, which is okay. It's okay.
Teach him a little bit about how radio works,
yeah.
I suppose.
So Richard has a brother.
Okay.
And his brother looks just like him. And so, boy, wouldn't that be fun to have two kitties.
Absolutely. So much fun. And now he's going to climb the walls. Yeah. I was waiting for that.
No.
Dave,
I may need
your help in here, Dave. He's climbing the walls.
He's very curious now.
Well, that's...
But there are a lot of volunteer opportunities within Parks and Recreation in general, whether it's the animal shelter, which is always accepting volunteers. There's a great volunteer program. And the zoo also has volunteer programs available for adults and for youth.
Hey,
and
Richard.
Yeah. And we got a Richard rescue going on here.
There we go.
And he's got his little... Aw.
We're back.
Yeah, he's back and all in Dave's arms. So it's good. It's good.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah.
Those are great cat walls.
Yeah.
No. They don't last long.
Right?
As studio walls if there's a cat involved.
Well, yeah, and obviously volunteer opportunities are so important. And there's a meeting that you guys have the first Monday of the month as well for Parks and Rec.
Yes, we do. So our Parks and Rec Advisory Board happens the first Monday of every month at 4:30 at City Hall. You'll get to hear – it's open to the public, and it is also viewed on Channel 3 here in Manhattan. You'll get to see a little bit about all our different divisions, whether it's the zoo, the animal shelter, the Discovery Center, our parks, what's been going on monthly. So I know this evening's agenda is covering parkland donations, how that occurs and what is the status now and what is the status in the future. And then also they will be reviewing the Parks for People, which has been a demonstration they've been doing primarily at City Park about access within the parks with vehicles and non-vehicle access. So they'll be reviewing that. And I believe that they are coming next month on In Focus to talk specifically about that, Parks for People. So there's always a lot going on within those meetings, and you can either view it, you can come to the meeting, you can just learn more about your Parks and Recreation Department, because we do have an advisory board of about 8 people that help us oversee a lot of the different things that are going on.
And not just the parks, there's trails out there.
Absolutely.
I'm
it's
curious.
Great trail weather.
I would think so. And I'm curious about, again, with the sinkholes, is that played any role on the trails?
I do think that it has, just in the impact that probably we all have been facing lately with just trying to gain access to the normal ways that you go somewhere or park somewhere. And because of all of that, that has been an impact. But we are trying to keep our trail access as open as possible. Also, not only sinkholes, but I will remind you, because it is fall and we did just get a lot of rain this weekend. Whenever we have a rainfall event or a heavy rainfall event, that does impact our trails. And whether it's a lot of rain or just normal rain, sometimes just rutting of the trails impacts how access can continue to happen. If you're doing mountain trail bike riding on a trail that just had a lot of rain, it's going to impact that trail. So we do try to put out reminders to people about that, just to kind of respect the trail. But for the most part, our community is really, really abides by that. And we know we have some problem areas of our trails, that whenever there's a rainstorm, it traditionally gets flooded out, or it takes our crews a little bit to make sure that those are maintainable and accessible after a heavy rain.
Oh, and I know they do work hard. I've noticed, I've been over, we haven't played over there yet with my kids, but the new playground at Annenberg Park is open now.
Yes, so a lot of our parks, including Annenberg, that's a hugely popular park at Annenberg. So they received new resurfacing over the summer. We kind of spread it out throughout the entire summer, and they've received new new turf, so it's very accessible and very friendly to the playground population. And it was something that was really needed in that park area too. And, you know, it took us a little bit of time to do all of that because of the flooding event that did occur at Annaberg about over a year ago. But it's restored. It's beautiful. Go out and play there now. Or we also have done some resurfacing at Longs Park, Northeast Community Park, I believe, got some. And I believe they are looking at City Park as well. But, you know, Johnny Caw, we wanted that project to get finished, you know, first. And then we're looking at that, too.
All right. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Again, if people need more information here about the activities, let's give a recap real quick. K-State Science Communication Week, we detailed that at the top of the program here, but the website for that is what again, Erin?
k-state.edu/scicomm. That's S-C-I-C-O-M-M.
All right. Lots of activities going on surrounding that, and then again for the Spooktacular event.
Spooktacular coming up end of the month, 26th and 27th, and noon to 4:30 each day. Admission prices are $5 per child, and that does include two adults. And tickets are on sale now. If you are a member of our registration process through Parks and Rec, you can buy tickets online, or you can come buy them at the zoo at our gift shops during open hours. And we do encourage that pre-sale because our lines are long those 2 days, because there's just a ton of fun stuff to come enjoy at the zoo. So come see us at Spooktacular. And if you're interested in volunteering or having a booth, you can find it all out at sunsetzoo.com/spooktacular. And we hope to see you there.
And then a link for the Howl and Prowl event, that is on the Parks and Rec website, I think.
Yes, it is. So bring your dogs trick-or-treating to our Howl and Prowl to the City Park, October 27th from 7 to 8. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. A lot of great community activities happening here in the month of October, Halloween, and then, of course, Richard here for adoption. Boy, what a great guest he's been. I've been waiting and waiting for an animal that's going to climb the walls in here, and I'm so glad it happened finally.
You're so glad it was a kitten.
Yes, because I've worked in the past where it's great for live radio. It's just fantastic because you never know what an animal's going to do. So
that's right.
He's been quite the fun guest. So appreciate you bringing him up.
There he is.
Thanks for talking. Future Thanks. Broadcaster right there. Melissa Kirkwood, Erin Pennington, and Deb Watkins, our guests here on In Focus. That'll do it here for today's program. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking with Raleigh County Commission Chair Ron Wells. He'll have a member of the health department joining him. We'll be talking to Oktoberfest. And Larry Foley going to also join me via telephone. He's a lecturer speaking at K-State on Friday about his film. We'll end it there. Stephen Schaefer, thank you for producing things here, and Dave Lewis. And we'll have the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Hour next here on K-Man.